9/11 was an existential event, and rebuilding New York after that terrible day was almost Herculean. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with one of the architects of the revival of New York after the towers went down. Mayor Michael Bloomberg's chief deputy discusses his new book.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening as always. It's hard to keep someone on the farm once they've seen the big city, and the populations for cities is surging, especially in recent decades. In a boom time such as now, and in a city such as San Francisco, planning a city can be daunting, and if not done correctly, it can lead to housing shortages, dead zones, and a general drop in the quality of life.
There are 140 separate rezonings, 40% of the city, to dramatically increase the amount of housing and office space and schools and other things that could be built in the city, really preparing it to be a 21st century economy.
Well, that's what you'd want to hear about San Francisco, but he's actually talking about New York City in the wake of 9/11. Now, New York has more geographic area, obviously, but Dan Doctoroff's book has some lessons in it that San Francisco and other cities could take to heart as they adjust to strained infrastructure and booming populations. Here's my chat with the former deputy mayor of New York.
Dan Doctoroff, and I'm CEO of Sidewalk Labs.
Mr. Doctoroff, thank you very much. We're definitely going to get to Sidewalk Labs and spend some time on that. But first, I'd like to ask you, 9/11-2001 changed the world pretty much, and I'm interested in how the handoff went from the Giuliani administration to the Bloomberg administration amid such a terrible time.
It was incredibly smooth. You know, it was exactly the way democracy is supposed to work. There was an election which took place 2 months after 9/11. Mike Bloomberg became mayor about 3.5 months. We came into office with literally no experience in government. Our partners in the city council, because of term limits, had almost no experience as well. And yet, part because we were in the midst of a crisis and everybody pulled together, we were able to accomplish amazing things. And that's really the story of the book is, you know, how do you kind of bring a city back from a situation like 9/11, but not just at ground zero, but rethink the entire city to prepare it for the 21st century. And so I think from that perspective, it's a story that has real relevance for other cities, particularly cities like San Francisco that are struggling with how to manage growth.
Mr. Doctoroff, you mentioned my next question. What did you learn there that you think could be applied to other cities? And you mentioned San Francisco, so let's just stay with that.
You know, at the end of the day, to be a successful city, it's about wanting to grow, but being effectively able to manage growth. And that requires an honest assessment of strengths and weaknesses, and then developing plans that respond to those strengths and weaknesses, obviously respond to political realities, and then relentlessly executing with great people, you know, who are capable of fundamentally selling their ideas to inevitably a skeptical public. And we had to do that over and over and over again, not just on ground zero, but across the city, given the scope of our ambitions.
You mentioned in the book, as New York was coming back from 9/11, that some new neighborhoods, completely new neighborhoods, were generated during that. Let's talk a little bit about that, because San Francisco, of course, is geographically limited by water on three sides. And so we don't have opportunities for new neighborhoods. We have to grow up, basically. And the gentrification that's happening here is a side effect of that. So how did New York address the new neighborhood creation?
Well, New York, and maybe this is a little bit different than San Francisco, had been a manufacturing city. You know, in 1960, there were almost 1 million manufacturing jobs in the city. And by the time that we came into office, that was down to maybe 15% of the all-time high. And the city had to retain this really romantic attachment to manufacturing when it just was clear it was never going to come back. But that left big swaths of land all over the city, especially along the waterfront, on the west side of Manhattan, near downtown Brooklyn, that had largely been underutilized for decades. And we swept away sort of that sense of nostalgia, and with the communities, replanned each one of those neighborhoods. In fact, we rezoned 140, there were 140 separate rezonings, 40% of the city, to dramatically increase the amount of housing and office space and schools and other things that could be built in the city, really preparing it to be a 21st century economy. Mm-hmm. Part of it is just finding creative ways to make space when you're growing. And that's a huge problem San Francisco has a huge problem the Bay Area has, where there are all these obvious restrictions on growth.
Right, right. We're speaking with Dan Doctoroff. He was the deputy mayor under Michael Bloomberg during and after 9/11, and his new book is called Greater Than Ever, New York's Big Comeback. Okay, so the book is about looking backwards and lessons learned and how they can apply moving forward. You also have moved forward. I think they're calling it like a second chapter or a new chapter in your career. Let's move forward to Sidewalk Labs. Tell me how you got involved with Sidewalk Labs and Google.
Well, I had gotten to know some of the senior people at Google, and in between being deputy mayor and what I'm doing now, I was the CEO of Bloomberg LP, which is actually the largest tech company in New York. And when I decided to leave that after Mike Bloomberg stopped being mayor, I was approached by Eric Schmidt and Larry Page, and they'd been thinking a lot about cities and about the application of digital technologies to cities. And we actually shared a view that this combination of digital technologies in a world in which we're all connected can have an incredibly positive impact on improving people's quality of life, lowering costs, you know, providing greater capacity on our roads, et cetera. And so what we decided to do is really explore that. And that's what we've been doing. And our goal ultimately is to build a district in partnership with the city that can demonstrate to the world what this combination of digital technologies are actually capable of doing in terms of improving quality of life. That's our mission.
This next question is a little bit like asking you to pick your favorite child. I know it's kind of unfair, but is there a Sidewalk Labs project that comes to mind as like one that you see a lot of potential in and have some dynamic thinking around?
Well, you're right. There's a whole bunch of them, but really where the power is going to be is in bringing together our own technologies and other people's technologies to demonstrate how in one place they can produce a real change in the way people live for the better.
I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you so much.
That was Dan Doctoroff. Mr. Doctoroff was the deputy mayor under Michael Bloomberg during 9/11 in New York. And his new book is titled Greater Than Ever, New York's Big Comeback. For a link to Mr. Doctoroff's book and his other bona fides, please check out the story that goes with this week's show. It lives online at kgoradio.com/techonomics. And that's going to do it for this week's show. You can find our podcasts where you graze for podcasts already, including Audio Boom, Stitcher, and iTunes. Our show page is kgoradio.com/techonomics. We're at facebook.com/techonomicsradio as well. That's where we slide links for the music we use each week. And I'm at KGOJason on Twitter. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, I'm Jason Middleton, and this has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody. All you got is a small-